Coming up in today's program, bank profits retreat from record highs, big corporates not paying their fair share, and I'll have the latest from the financial markets. Well, bank profits have fallen from record highs on the back of higher costs and lower income from non-lending sources. A quarterly survey by KPMG shows total bank profits for the June quarter fell nearly 12% to $1.45 billion. Lending overall was up 2%, but home loans are up 6%, while business and agriculture lending has fallen. The firm's head of banking and finance, John Kensington, says the sector is in good health.
They've grown their balance sheet, particularly through mortgage lending. They've held or slightly repaired their margin and look to be doing very well. Yep. These pandemics and these lockdowns, the bulk of the risk is actually taken onto the government balance sheet, and it's the government that is giving out money to people to help them survive. They're not saying to people, go to your bank and borrow from your bank and do it that way.
The main dents in profits were a drop in non-interest lending and a rise in operating expenses as banks hired more staff and revamped their systems. Well, a new survey shows New Zealanders feel multinational corporations aren't paying enough tax. The survey done for several accountants groups looked at G20 countries and New Zealand. Local results show 26% of respondents believe local companies are paying a reasonable amount of tax, but a slightly higher number don't think it's the same for multinational companies. New Zealand is one of seven countries where multinationals were thought to be paying too little tax, and among other findings, the country has the lowest level of trust in social media, a mere 13%. Well, getting experienced IT professionals continues to be a challenge, but one New Zealand tech company has confidence in its training programs for local talent. Christchurch-based Jade Software, which is trying to recruit staff, admits it's a big ask to fill jobs in a tight market, especially in a sector that uses overseas personnel to fill experienced roles. Its Chief Innovation Officer John Ascroft says employers are chasing a small pool of talent, and he's keen to promote the sector for younger people.
Getting experienced people is difficult. You tend to have more people chasing, more employers looking for the same employees. So people have that sort of 3 to 5 years experience. I think the Institutes do a good job of producing graduates. I would love to be able to go, or, on occasion have in fact gone into schools and talk with parents and children and just explain what a wonderful career IT is.
John Ascroft says the number of people being trained in IT is at a good level. And turning now to the markets, Wall Street has risen further after the US Federal Reserve left its policy settings unchanged, but added it will begin to taper its bond buying soon. The Dow Jones is up nearly 1.5%. The S&P 500 is up 1.3%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ is up more than 1% as well. The NZX Top 50 closed 39 points higher yesterday to 13,216. Eyes will be on how the market responds, though, given reports China Evergrande has negotiated a deal with bondholders to settle their interest payments. Those were due out later today. Then the New Zealand dollar is trading at 70.1 US cents, 96.7 Australian, 51.4 British pence, 0.599 euro, 77 Japanese yen, and 4.53 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil is up nearly $2 to $76.25 a barrel, and gold is down $3 to $1,770 an ounce. And that's business for now. I'll be back with an update on the markets at around 8:30.